The National Health Insurance Authority says it is set to implement the one-time National Health Insurance Premium. What the authority is waiting for now is a date from government for the take-off. The Deputy Director of Corporate Affairs, Ahmed Okwami, told Radio Ghana's Brighton Trauma that the date for the implementation will be based on the passage of reviewed law, which is currently before Parliament.
Recently, I would say the only obstacle is the passage of the reviewed law, which is pending in Parliament. If that is done, I think the way will be open for the implementation of the policy.
In case the law is passed in Parliament, how much are we supposed to pay for the premium?
That is in the bosom of the government. The government will announce that. We cannot preempt what the government will.
What has delayed the passage of the law in Parliament?
I'm not in a position to say that Parliament has its own schedules, but the law has been there since 2010. It's gone through several amendments and things like that. We are hoping that before they rise at the end of July, they should be able to pass.
The NDC has the majority in Parliament, so if this law is that important to the government, then is it supposed to put it on a priority bill?
Well, I'm not in a position to dilate on that issue.
What other reforms will this bill, when it is passed into law, bring to the NHIA?
One major reform is that presently the schemes are supposed to be unitary institutions in the district. If that law is passed, it will make it one unitary scheme across board. That is one major reform that will take place.
As at now, what is the financial status of the NHIA?
We are doing fine. We are able to pay our service providers. That's the major financial obligation that we have, to pay service providers for services they render to our subscribers. And so far, we've been able to do that within the confines and the limitations of the law. The law provides that we pay service providers within 90 days. We are doing that.
Is this one-time premium feasible?
To the best of my knowledge, it is feasible. Normally, when I'm asked this question, the answer I give is that the premium that is paid so far totally contributes between 3.5% to 5% of our total income. So 95% of our total income is from other sources, such as the National Health Insurance Levy that we get, and the 2.5% Social Security Fund that is given to us, and then investment income on our own investment. These are the major sources of our income, about 95%. So if we begin to implement one-time premium, we do not know whether the income that the one-time premium will bring will be more than this 5%. Or not. But whatever it is, any government that is serious about the health of its people should be able to make the difference.
What will you say to criticism that the NHIS is nearing to its death?
Well, those people who make such statements are statements out of ignorance, and because they do not support such statements with any empirical evidence. Anybody who makes that statement should be able to show that less and less people are receiving healthcare through the system, or that we are not able to pay service providers. But this is not the case. We are able to pay service providers as stipulated by law, and more people are accessing service through the National Health Insurance Scheme. So, in fact, those statements are without basis, actually. They are mischievous statements. I can say that categorically.
Deputy Corporate Affairs Manager, NHIS, Ahmed Okwami.